Welcome to episode 106 of the Whispers Plant Spirit Medicine Podcast. I'm Amanda Nicole, and I have some medicine for you. In this episode, I am continuing to share interviews from the Entosophy Project. This project is available on my Substack, The Liriodendris, and I speak about it more in episode 105, where you can also enjoy an interview with the tulip poplar tree. In this episode, you're going to be enjoying an interview with the dogwood tree. I love the dogwood tree. It's one of my favorite trees. It's been with me since I was a child, perhaps since the day I was born. It's followed me all of my life and been a quiet but very steady, strong, and gentle companion. So I invite you to hear this interview titled, This is My Body. This is an interview with the dogwood tree at the South Carolina Botanical Gardens on June 23, 2023. This interview is part of a larger project, Entosophy, or Tree Wisdom, in which Amanda Nicole interviews trees, flowers, rivers, mountains, non-human beings, asking them questions regarding ultimate reality and the ideal society. Question: what is your view of ultimate reality? I am ultimate reality. You are ultimate reality. Our flesh and your bones are ultimate reality. This is my body broken for you. This is ultimate reality, the body and the blood. He spoke of being human, of only having your humanness. This is true, and I only have my treeness, and yet I am. You are ultimate reality. Together we are not separate. We are one. All is one. You are one. I am one. We are one. Take, eat. This is my body, broken for you. Did you see that? Did you notice? In the matter is the mystical. I break off a piece of me and offer it to you, just as he became broken and bruised and bred. Hocus pocus. The magic is real, but as real as I am, as you are, my body, your blood, broken and spilled out, held in your hands inside the grail. Take, drink. This is my body. This is my blood. Hoc est corpus meum. Yes, trees know Latin, or at least I do. Question: what ethics flow from this view of ultimate reality? We nourish the body. We nourish the blood. We never spill. We never break, because all is sacred. All is holy. First, do no harm. And this is not only for you and your doctors, as they call themselves, but for all of us. Do no harm to any of us. You say, that's impossible. And perhaps it is, but you must try. In the trying, in the breaking, there is love, there is the sacred. Until the glass shatters, there is one more drop. Extend life, extend it. Care for the body, care for the blood, yours and mine. Give life and give it abundantly. Question: what are the embodied expressions or policies recommended by these ethics? I am implementing a policy now. The branch above you, it is loose, yes? It fell from the tulip poplar tree during the storm, and now it rests in my branches, and I hold it there, protecting you. First, do no harm. But you also did this for me, yes? You reached up to remove it, thinking to help, and discovered help might be easier said than done, as tugging and pulling might break my branches, so you let it go, Let it be, trusting that all will be well, is as it should be, no forcing, no knowing what is best. See? Policy. This is my body, broken for you. We do all we can to keep from breaking both ourselves and others. This is policy. Question. What is the ideal society? The ideal society is here. You and I are one. Where our hearts are one. Where we are not broken. Where there is no separation. Where I know I can trust you to tend me, to be kind, not break me, not bend me. And where I know if I am broken, you will still love me. And if you break me, you will be sorry, and I will forgive you, and the pain will last only a moment, because we will return to love. I do not want to be without you, and in the ideal society, you do not want to be without me. We do not want to be without each other. In the ideal society, you sit in my branches always. This is the ideal society. Question. What challenges do you anticipate? I do not have any hands. I do not have any voice. I do not have any way of making except through you, through your hands, through your voice, through your heart, through you. I depend on you. You might see why that's challenging. I do not mean to speak harshly, but on the whole, humans are not, have not been, dependable. It is hard for us to trust you. This is because you will break us and mean it. Why? Because you do not believe this is my body applies to me. You barely think it applies to you. You do not see me as sacred because, well, you do not see yourself as sacred. Go to the ant. Consider her ways. Be wise. A Bible passage to consider. Ants are sacred, holy, even if unseen, even if unwanted. Ants are dependable. They can rely on each other. Consider the ant. Be wise. Question. Do you have any final thoughts? I love you. I see you. Thank you for including me. This is my body, broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Take time to be holy. Take time to be holy. The world rushes on. Spend much time in secret with Jesus alone. Make friends with God's children. Help those who are weak. Forgetting in nothing God's blessing to seek. I hope you enjoyed this interview with the Dogwood Tree. If so, I would love to hear from you, and you're welcome to email me at alcamillas@gmail.com. I'd also like to invite you to be a part of the Tulip Poplar Apprenticeship, which begins the week of September 25th. This is a one-to-one virtual offering where the Tulip Poplar Tree will be your teacher. I'll be there as a guide and a translator. And you will be able to receive and experience and enjoy and then perhaps embody the essence and medicine of the Tulip Poplar Tree, which is just an extraordinary being and a wise counselor, a faithful teacher, and really just otherworldly. It is a world tree. It is a rainbow dragon. It is angelic in its offerings. So I invite you to be a part of this apprenticeship and come and stand in the line of the lineage of the Tulip Poplar Tree. I'll place the link below, and I hope to see you soon sitting at the feet of the tulip poplar tree with you.